Eagle 98.1, The Rock Station. I'm going to bring in now one of our sectors of Auctioner Baton Rouge that continues to grow throughout the state. And they have an event that is taking place June 3rd through the 10th that we'll hear about. But I'm talking about Auctioner's Eat Fit program. You may see the stamps at some restaurants now that have that Eat Fit stamp. So, you know, we're going to find out what that means. And we're going to learn also about the Eat Fit Dine Out and Donate. The donate aspect is new this year. So to tell us all about it, Yvette Quance, she is a dietitian with Auctioner Eat Fit. Now, let me ask you this. The Eat Fit stamp, y'all are slowly but surely adding that stamp to more restaurants throughout the state on an ongoing basis, right?
Absolutely.
Because yes. I'm starting to see it more in Baton Rouge. I remember just being in New Orleans one time, a long time ago, thinking, wow, I wish we had something like that in Baton Rouge.
Yes, absolutely. So the Eat Fit program started was a vision from the founder, Molly Kimball, a dietitian with Auctioner and Elmwood Fitness Center. She was working out, seeing clients at the time and looking for a way, how can I get and help people who are out? We can help as dietitians, people in our office at any time, you know, one-on-one counseling, but how when you're living life and eating and enjoying this culture that we have in Louisiana. And so that's when she started working with local restaurants on this concept of the Eat Fit. And then as the program started to build momentum, working with local restaurants, chefs, getting the seal, the criteria identified. When she partnered with an app developer, and that's how our Eat Fit app came about. And then a few years later, a Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation gave a grant to help expand the program statewide. And so in 2018, that's when you've seen the growth in the Baton Rouge area, in Acadiana. In 2019 came Shreveport. In 2020, Monroe. So we, and North Shore started in 2019 as well. We now have an Eat Fit dietitian in each one of those regions.
That's incredible. So can you just kind of give us the rundown of what a dish at a restaurant, what meets the criteria?
So when you see that Eat Fit seal, you know you're going to get a dish, a meal that has been dietitian approved, that is going to be appropriate and good for anyone who's looking to just eat clean, lose weight, feel good, performance-based, as well as any medical conditions one might have, whether it's hypertension, blood sugar, heart disease. All of our Eat Fit meals are going to be balanced. There's a sodium criteria, so we look at the sodium criteria, the sodium in the dishes. The Eat Fit meals have zero white carbohydrates. So everything is going to be high fiber, whether it's from your whole non-starchy vegetables or from whole grains. So there's no white flour or white carbohydrates, right? Starchy carbohydrates there. Then we also look at the amount of animal fat. So it can be high in plant-based fat, which are good for our heart health and help with the flavor and all. But we do look and analyze that animal fat. So again, finally we look at the sugar. So the Eat Fit items will be low in added sugar. And so when you find that Eat Fit seal, you can order with confidence that it is going to be a nutritious and delicious choice.
What did you say the name of the woman was that had this, that started the Eat Fit seal?
Molly Kimball.
So, and I'm assuming that research has been done to that already backs up what I'm about to tell you and what Molly's vision was on this. But when I see that seal, I am more inclined to make that decision. Is that what they're finding?
What we have found, and we did part of the grant, the work we did with Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation, we worked with Tulane researchers at the time as well. And what we found is having the seal, 93% of customers believe restaurants have a responsibility to offer healthy items. And then it varies from restaurant to restaurant if someone's going to order it. But 93% of people do believe restaurants have a responsibility to offer those healthy Eat Fit type item.
And for me, it makes it an easy decision because I see it at my favorite restaurant. So I don't have a problem with going with redfish and sweet potatoes at my favorite restaurant. You know, that's kind of what I found instead of getting the crab meat au gratin, for example, that I normally like to get. But I enjoyed the redfish and the sweet potatoes just as much. So you guys have already done the hard work for me, and I still got to enjoy a good meal.
Yes, we say we like to make the nutritious and delicious choice the easy choice.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes the thinking out of it.
Right. That's always great, especially when you're out to eat with your friends or whatever. Well,
and from the restaurant side, it's 100% free service. So it's a community service that we provide, that Ashland provides to the community to work with restaurants, 100% free of charge to work to become an Eat Fit partner.
So tell us now about, once again, we are chatting with Yvette Quantz. She is an Ochsner Eat Fit dietitian. So tell us about Dine Out and Donate. What is the 9th annual Eat Fit and Dine Out event?
Yes, so our Dine Out event is a celebration of all of our Eat Fit partners. This year, for the past 8 years, we've done it as a day where we just encourage people to go out and eat and support our local Eat Fit partners. And this year we took a different spin. As we know, our communities have been hit with layers upon layers of issues. So we're doing a Dine Out and Donate, where we're asking you to dine out, support these local Eat Fit restaurants, and then also support your local food bank by donating and supporting and helping them stock up with healthy and nutritious food for the summer.
And this is statewide, correct?
Statewide, yes. So all the Eat Fit regions are doing it. In Baton Rouge, the Greater Baton Rouge Food Bank is where the donations are being accepted. And there's also a link where you can make a financial donation directly to them if you want. And then in the Acadiana, North Shore, Monroe, Shreveport, our different restaurants will have donation boxes. And in New Orleans, it's Second Harvest, where the donations are directly going.
So this is great. So it's in celebration of Eat Fit Dine Out. Adding the donation element this year is huge. So Yvette, where can I learn more about this event and about more about Ochsner Eat Fit?
So you can learn more about eatfitdineout.com to learn more about the Eat Fit Dine Out program and what's going on across the state. And then eatfitbr.com, you can learn more about Eat Fit in the Baton Rouge area. EatFitAcadiana.com will bring you to information about that. Eat Fit NOLA will bring you to information about Eat Fit NOLA. You can also go to Ochsner's website and learn more.
Yeah, and it's everywhere. I mean, you guys have social media gurus.
Following us on social media, that's probably one of our best ways to stay connected and to stay updated. So each region has their own social media accounts. So Eat Fit BR, Eat Fit Acadiana, Eat Fit NOLA, Eat Fit North Shore, Eat Fit Shreveport, and Eat Fit Monroe. And they're all ways to see who are your local Eat Fit partners, what's going on in the community, and reach out and see if you're ready to get involved and help and support in other ways or become a partner. Reach out.
Well, I really love this. And again, it's, you know, I encourage everyone I would specifically go to a restaurant that I know is in partnership with Eat Fit because it's so good for you to make a good decision and have the hard work already done for you. So I commend what you guys are doing and your mission, and especially in Louisiana where we love to eat.
Thank you so much. And if anyone downloads the Eat Fit app, there's actually a geolocator.
Oh, there's an app.
There's an Eat Fit app that will identify with a geolocator all the Eat Fit restaurants in your area. And then you can click on those restaurants and see what are their Eat Fit options. So there's so many ways to learn. And on that app, you can also find shopping guides. You can find the healthy food donation guide list. There's recipes. There's a ton of information on there as well.
Great information. Yvette Quantz, Eat Fit dietitian. We appreciate you telling us about the Dine Out and Donate, Eat Fit Dine Out and Donate week, technically taking place June 3rd through the 10th. And again, all the details, eatfitdineout.com and be sure to look for that app. Yvette, thank you so much for sharing all that with us today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.